That's right. Born in the USA, it's our regular US correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely. Ed, good morning.
Born in the USA. Although, I don't know if I want to say that for long, the way these elections are going.
Yeah, as we were chatting behind the scenes, good thing you've got two passports.
Yeah, it certainly is, but don't say that too loud. there's at least one candidate who'll take one of them away from me.
Yeah, I think he'd be quite happy. So the race for the U.S. presidential nominees in the GOP and the Democratic Party, interesting stuff happening in the New Hampshire primary. Can you take us through some of the results?
Yeah. What happened there was Bernie Sanders was no surprise, but the degree to which he defeated Clinton was a surprise. And so it looks like now everyone's out of that race except Sanders and Clinton. Mm. And Clinton said afterwards she's reevaluating her campaign going into South Carolina. That doesn't mean she's going to drop out. But how far to the left can she move? That's a question for her. Now, the big surprise in New Hampshire, not that Trump won, but Kasich did so well.
Yeah, John Kasich, actually a name we haven't heard a great deal of. Obviously, we've got a huge feel of GOP possible nominations, and yet he hasn't really come up.
Well, he's come up. Now, he entered late. And there were some Republican governors who had run before, the governor from Wisconsin, had run before. He dropped out early. So Kasich is a governor, Ohio, where he's had a very good record of bringing people together. The problem for him is he's come in late and people don't really know him. And New Hampshire is not a good test. New Hampshire is very left-leaning. So when you go south, people who look a little lefty don't do so well. And this is the problem for Bernie. Can you imagine the South Carolinians saying, we buy socialism? But I think what's happening here, and it's been said over and over again, people are just angry. So whatever candidate is exhibiting anger, they vote for them. They don't know what they're for. So Trump exhibits anger, and they're voting for the anger, not for the policies, because we really don't know what Trump is for. Bernie, on the other hand, we do know what he's for. He's going to lower college debt, forgive it, basically. He's going to give college educations for everyone who's eligible. He's going to have a universal health care system like we have here in Australia. We know what he's about. The question is, or if Americans would not buy Obamacare, why are they going to buy this?
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising because socialism, it's right on the verge there. It's been a dirty word in American politics for a very, very long time. And yet we see these two outsider candidates. So maybe let's break down the candidates as we start. Starting with the Democratic Party, Hillary Feel and the Byrne. As you mentioned there, Martin O'Malley. Poor old Martin O'Malley. I think more write-in votes have been made for Mickey Mouse than Martin O'Malley got in either of the primaries. So Hillary and Bernie, you predicted Bernie would get ahead, but not by as much. As you mentioned there, what are we expecting seeing coming forward? How much of an effect is that? You said Hillary
may
be going a little bit more left with her campaign.
There's momentum here. It's like any other contest. Now, Bernie, by his victory, is in the newspapers in every town in America. So you want to be with a winner. And if you're angry and you want to be with a winner and you're a Democrat, Bernie's the person. It's not Hillary. Now, when it comes to a general election, you never vote for Bernie, but you want to send a message to the Democrats. So on the Democratic side, Hillary has a real problem. When I was in the States, I saw all these signs that said, trust Ted, which means don't trust Hillary. Hillary's trustability is being questioned. In the State Department and the Senate and the like, there's a really outside chance she could be convicted of something for these emails. Now, I think that kind of conviction would be a $50 fine, but it does create a bad aura.
It's not a good look for a U.S. president.
It's not a good look for a U.S. president. So, Benghazi is still tracking her. That movie coming out is not a good thing for her. So she has problems. She has actually really picked up her game as a campaigner, though. Mm-hmm. I saw that even while I was there. In 2 weeks, her energy and so forth went way up off the scale. And Bernie's matched. Now, here's a guy who's 74 years old, and he's jumping around like a teenager. So on the Republican side, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump still has no policies or programs. He's just mad. And he's mad at everyone who's the wrong color, the wrong income, and the wrong side of the tracks. He appeals to those people in the United States who carry guns and who are people who live in the hills and stuff like that, thinks America's going down the tubes. Every time someone says America's becoming a browner nation and by 2050, half the population will be brown, that scares the hell out of the people who are white, and particularly those in the lower middle class. The shrinking middle class is a real issue. Now, this is an issue that I helped propagate by several books I wrote on the middle class decline and the consequences for the nation. But no one would know the impact that that research has had. This is the first time I can recall American researchers affecting American politics. Can you imagine? You know, there's political people quoting things from your books and articles as a reason. Now, what they're quoting in this shrinking middle class, or misquoting, is that everyone is affected in the same way, and that has not been the case. But it is true, and it's true here in Australia, we've had a hollowing out. We've got more baristas now than we have people working in technical and manufacturing jobs. So the biggest problem the United States has, and we're going to face it soon, is we have college graduates who can't find jobs.
Now, looking at a couple of issues, Marco Rubio, he was being, a lot of the Republicans were putting faith in him to be the more reasonable candidate to deal with. They don't want Trump. They don't want Cruz. They were starting to think, well, maybe Marco Rubio might be the answer. But he fell apart a little bit in some of the debates leading up to the New Hampshire primary. He's been accused of robotically repeating those lines. In fact, I think he repeated the line twice, one line twice in about 30 seconds. He really very scripted and really starting to crack under pressure. Can he recover, or are they going to start putting their hopes in some new candidate like Kasich?
Who? Rubio who?
Yeah,
Rubio
that's...
who? He is gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. Remember the same thing happened with the governor of Texas.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He did almost exactly the same thing. He couldn't remember his fifth point.
Mm.
And instead of just making up a point, he said, you know, that doesn't go down well. So Rubio no longer is a presidential candidate. There is no way to recover from that.
Mm.
On the big stage, you have to perform. And the presidency is not a thing you learn on the job. So Rubio's gone. Kasich, on the other hand, performed well.
Mm.
And so I think Kasich's actually replaced O'Malley, if you think about it.
Yeah.
A governor for a governor.
Yeah.
They're almost exactly the same politically.
Mm-hmm.
But Kasich now has some run in him. Jeb Bush, toast.
Yeah. Poor old Jeb. We thought it was going to be a Bush-Clinton election, but...
he's toast.
He's gone.
He's toast. So it's really Cruz and Trump.
Mm.
And these are guys who I don't think they have members of their family that like them. Much less, they have 77% unlikability in the polls. But people want their anger.
Mm.
So I don't think either one of them will be president. The question is, can Kasich make it?
That great advertisement with Ted Cruz and his mother sitting beside him. His mum's praying for him hours and hours every day, and she sort of puts this expression on as if, no, I don't. So it's a great commercial. Just as a final point, Ed, looking far into the far-flung future at the moment. You mentioned Bernie is pushing Hillary left. Obviously, we see these outsider candidates in the Republican Party pushing the Republican Party right. You know, I've been saying that the Democrats are going to get up. They're going to get the presidency no matter what. But if we've got them pushing to these, both to these extremes, with the American system where you don't actually have to go out to the voting booths if you don't want to, are whoever gets up in the Democrats and the Republicans actually going to capture enough moderates in order to inspire people to vote?
That is the central question. I think you have a situation here where a Bernie person can vote for the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But if you're a Trump person, you may not be able to vote for Cruz. So if I'm a moderate voter and haven't made up my mind, and I go in the polls and I have Cruz on the ballot, I'm not going to vote for him. So I'm going to vote for the reasonable alternative. An electoral college plays into the hands of that candidate who can win New York, California, and the rest of the West Coast, probably Colorado, Nevada. Then you only have to win Ohio and Virginia. Doesn't matter what happens in Florida, you are president of the United States.
Mm.
Because the Democrats always wins Massachusetts. So this may be a situation where we have a very low turnout.
Mm.
The president will be the president of the lowest historic turnout, because I think the angry people will sit on their hands rather than vote for any of these candidates.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Ed, thank you very much. Do appreciate it. You're back in the country?
I'm back in the country, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Absolutely, mate. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks, mate.
That was Professor Ed Blakely, our regular US correspondent there, speaking to us from the University of Sydney, the US Studies Centre, in fact, about the New Hampshire primaries. I'm just really proud of that one. You are on the Daily Program with myself.